Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Thank you for joining us. We are glad to be with you today to finish our study in the Gospel of John. We are Heralds of Hope, and our mission is to use media to make disciples of Jesus Christ to accomplish the Great Commission in our lifetime. Teaching through the Bible is one way we are working toward this goal of making disciples, and radio is one of the mediums we use. We are thankful to God for His people who share our goal of making disciples and support Heralds of Hope so we can continue sharing the Word of God with you. Yes, you heard right. This will be our last lesson from the book of John. This lesson is called The Final Test, and like a real test, there are some questions for us to seriously consider. Listen for the questions Jesus asks Peter, and think about your answers to these questions as well. After all, the test is not only for Peter. We also must give an answer. J. Mark is here and ready to lead us in a closer look at this story. Let's give him our attention.
Life is an education. It's somewhat like a school. When we were in school, we were given tests, and the reason we were given those tests is because the teachers wanted to know whether we, the pupils, had learned anything, and so they gave us a test to see what our knowledge level was. Quite frequently, here at Heralds of Hope, we get a letter from some listener asking us to pray because they will soon be taking an examination or a test, and they want to make sure that they're going to pass it. They want to progress in their education. In life, you and I often face tests. Sometimes the tests are easy, sometimes they're hard. But there comes a final test and the final question. The most important question that you can answer is, what do you think of Jesus? Now, if you have been with me throughout the studies of the Gospel of John, you have noticed we have seen Jesus in many, many different situations. We've seen him among the crowds. We've seen him feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. We have seen him heal the blind and cure the leper. We have seen him before the Roman governor, before the religious court, and then finally we have seen him on the cross. Then John shows us Jesus as Jesus revealed himself to his disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, which is also known as Lake Tiberias. Our studies in John's Gospel have brought us face to face with the evidence again and again that Jesus is the Son of God. He is our Savior. But there is that final test. What do you think of Him? And we will find the right answer to this test in John chapter 21 and verses 15 to 25. This is the very last part of John's Gospel. So I invite you to follow along or just listen as I read John chapter 21 and verses 15 to 25. Remember, Jesus and the disciples were having a meal together there early in the morning on the beach. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" He said unto him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him again, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were young, you clothed yourself and walked wherever you wanted to. But when you get old, you will stretch forth your hands, and another will clothe you and carry you to a place you would not go." This he spake, signifying by what death Peter would glorify God. And when he had spoken this to him, Jesus said, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following. Remember, we said that was John. This disciple also leaned on Jesus' breast at supper and had asked the question, "Lord, which is he who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, that is, seeing John, said to Jesus, "Lord, what shall this man do?" And Jesus said to him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Then this saying went abroad among the brethren, that the disciple, John, should not die. And yet Jesus did not say unto him, "He shall not die," but, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple which testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Amen. There is a final test. Peter's experience demonstrates for us the areas in which you and I will also face the final test. The first area is the area of loving. Peter, as you may remember, had vowed before Jesus was crucified that he would go even to death with Jesus. And then when the test came, we know what happened. He denied Jesus. He said, "I don't know him," even cursed himself, called down an oath on his own head to prove that he didn't know Jesus. But now Jesus was testing Peter's love again. The word Jesus used for love is love of the highest order. In Greek, it is the word agape. When Peter responded to Jesus, he used the lesser word, phileo. He said, "I like you," with a different kind of love. You see, Peter was more careful. I believe he had learned his lesson, probably that it's best not to boast when you are putting on your armor. It's better to boast when you are taking it off. Now that is a reference to 1 Kings chapter 20, where the king of Israel refused the demands of the king of Assyria who was threatening him. Then Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep. If you love me, then serve me, do my work." And Peter was grieved because Jesus for the third time used the same word that he did, meaning, "Are you sure that you really love me with the kind of love that you are expressing?" You see, that is the final test, the area of loving. Do you really love Jesus with that high, divine love, that agape love? Or do you only have regard for him as a friend? Do you only like him? I remember speaking with a man once who told me, "Yes, I believe in Jesus." And I said, "If you really believe in Jesus, then you will do what he says." You see, that's the way it is. We're facing the final test, and the test of loving is obedience. The second area, then, of the final test is the area of living. We know from the Gospels that Peter often spoke out when it would have been better if he had just kept quiet and listened. He was committed, though, to do what he thought was right. Remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the soldiers came to take Jesus, Peter drew out his sword to defend the Lord right there. And he did, in fact, cut off the servant of the high priest's ear. Peter was a strong man, but he was impulsive too. He needed to subdue his impulsive spirit. And he was subdued when he realized that all his loud words really didn't add up when the test came. So Jesus said to him, in my words, "When you were young, you did what you wanted to do, and you went where you wanted to go. But when you are old, someone else is going to take you where you don't want to go. You will be led away against your will, and you will be subdued. And when you are, the most important thing for you to remember is to follow me. No matter what happens to you, Peter, follow me." That's what I call the test of living. And you and I are facing that final test too. Yes, we are. The area of living, not doing simply what we want to do, but doing what Jesus commands us to do. That's the important thing. That is why those two words Jesus gave to Peter are so important for both you and me, and for every human being. Jesus said, "Follow me." That's what I call the test of living, to follow Jesus. And then there is a third area. It is the area of listening. John's Gospel closes with the important test in which Jesus met Peter. Jesus said, "Don't bother yourself too much about John. Do what I tell you. Have your ear tuned to me. Listen to what I say." That was important for Peter. He needed to learn that. And you know something? You and I need to learn that too. It's easy for us to be concerned about what other people are doing, when we really ought to be concerned about whether or not we're doing what Jesus has told us to do. What Jesus has said to you and to me is very important. Let's not bother ourselves so much about John or Peter or some other person that we're acquainted with, one of our friends. Let's bother ourselves about what Jesus is telling us to do. And so I close by asking you, can you pass the final test? In reality, Jesus must be first in these three vital areas of life. In the area of loving, do you really love Jesus? In the area of living, are you living for Him? And in the area of listening, are you listening to the voice of Jesus? That is the final test.
Thank you, J. Mark, for sharing this teaching from the end of John. Those are important questions you've left us with. We want all of you to pass the test and hear those wonderful words from God Himself. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." At that point, you will have passed the test. It will be heaven with Jesus forever, and it will be worth it. That is our focus, and that is our goal. This brings us to the end of John, and we are finished with this study. Thank you for being here with us, and we trust that you've been encouraged throughout the year. As I've mentioned previously, all these lessons have been compiled into one book titled The Word. If you would like a copy, please let us know. I'll be giving our contact info in a moment. Next week, we will begin studying in the Old Testament book of Exodus. We believe you will enjoy going with the children of Israel on their journey toward the Promised Land. There are valuable lessons to learn in every book of the Bible, and as we go to Exodus, we are sure you will be encouraged. Don't forget the big picture. The Israelites leave Egypt, and at Mount Sinai, Moses receives God's law from God. This is a new nation. The rest of the Old Testament is centered around these people. We know how the Israelites walk away from God, and they are punished for their sin. It looks like God's plan isn't working so well. But God's ways will not be thwarted. He is bringing all things together for the grand entrance of His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, history is His story. And the book of Exodus plays an important part in the formation of the Jews, God's chosen people. Once again, our study guide, The Hope Herald, will be available. You can follow our programs through Exodus in The Hope Herald. If you are interested, just contact us and ask us for your copy. We'd be happy to send you one. Here are a few ways you can reach us. The quickest and easiest way is through email. Our email is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send a letter. Send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And you can always contact us through our website. Go to heraldsofhope.org. Click on Connect, which is at the top in the middle. Scroll down till you see Contact Us. Then you will need to fill in your information. While you are on our website, please look around and use the resources which are available there. Thank you for being with us in this last lesson of John. Lord willing, we will be with you again next week to begin our study in Exodus. Till then, stay faithful, love Jesus, and show His love everywhere you go.